The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have heard this news today. Over 400 Irish artists have written a letter to Ireland's Eurovision entrant Bambi Thug, asking the singer to boycott the competition. They say Bambi should stay on the right side of history. Mary, you are welcome to the show. Why do you think Bambi Thug shouldn't compete?
Well, you know, we have an organisation called the Irish Artists for Palestine, and we've been putting on concerts for years in support of Palestine. We had a first ever Palestine Eurovision in the National Stadium in 2017. And after all of this happened, I started to organise gigs and inundated with artists like Hotel Flowers, Mary Black, Francis Black. I mean, everybody wanted to do gigs. We're having two more gigs. One in Ballymun and one in Leisureland, shore to shore for Palestine on the 10th of May. And we asked her, and 400 artists from all over signed the letter, as have artists from other countries have signed letters to and sent them to their representative in the Eurovision and asked them to boycott, to say this would send a stronger message. And, you know, we really, I don't understand what's going on. I mean, I do on one level, I don't on another. Russia is not in the Eurovision, yet it sent an entrant every year. And since 2022, it was banned that year, and now it's banned in perpetuity. And they don't show it there either.
So you think it's kind of a double standard being applied?
I don't think as I know it. And, you know, it's America and... I've listened to all the arguments and all that, but this is just purely artist to artist, and I would rather myself have the respect of my peers and my other artists, rather than, you know, to go on some television program, you know, that is largely viewed as, you know, entertainment, but it's political now, you know. Mm. And it was made political when they removed Russia, you know, in 2022. Well, and you know. So anyway, 400 artists asked, and they did the same in England. They did the same. Sweden is not sending anybody. There's several countries are not sending somebody. And they've refused also to show it on the night. And we have always in this country, as you're probably aware, you know, have always stood with the oppressed, whether, you know, there are other, you know, always. We've always done concerts. We've always raised awareness. We've always raised consciousness. We've always done the right thing by whether it's homeless people, you know, when the Ukrainians came, we did concerts and we did a lot of work around that, you know, and to raise awareness. And this is just, we're watching it every single day. And I don't think anybody with a conscience could get up in front of a world, or certainly a broader European stage. I don't think it's a good thing. It's not a good look.
What about the argument, Mary? You go and you protest. So like kind of Tommy Smith or John Carlos, people remember at the Olympics in Rome, you know, standing on the podium with their fists raised. You know, that had they not been there, we'd never have heard of them, but that was more powerful.
Well, I mean, even on the Late Late Show, with respect, they were asked to remove their stuff the night... there was something on and somebody chose to wear a Palestine t-shirt, you know, and a little flag. I don't think people will be allowed to protest. I think they'd probably just go to dead air if they did. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen. But we asked Bambi Thug and we thought it would be a greater show of solidarity with Palestine, because she said she does stand with the people of Palestine. We thought it would be a greater thing if she just refused to go and made that public. And would have, you know, gotten a lot of respect from a lot of people, you know. Everybody wants to do the Eurovision, you know. I mean, I understand as an artist, it's a big, big stage.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. I mean, do you feel, on a personal level, do you feel kind of sorry for Bambi Thug, you know, having to make this decision?
She did make the decision and she's very, very, very aware of the situation. She talked about it, you know. So she has made the decision to go and... that music shouldn't be part of it. But artists in Palestine have been performing here at concerts. Our artists from Palestine have been performing at concerts since October. The first gig we did was on November the 20-something in the Olympia Theatre. Then it was down in the Three Arena. And it's every single county in Ireland, people have been queuing up to try and do something for Palestine, you know. And It would be if it was me, I'd like to be able to say that I would not go. I would not do it. Mm. And I would, you know, make it very plain as to why I wasn't doing it, you know.
Mary, listen, as always, we thanks a million for taking the time to speak to us and to set out your stall. Mary Coughlan, a musician and singer, one of the signatories of that letter, 400 Irish artists amongst the signatories in a letter to Bambi Thug asking the singer to boycott the competition. What about the people on the street? Our own Josh Crosby has been asking people if they think Bambi Thug should boycott Eurovision.
She can't say that she stands with the oppressed and then go and do the Eurovision because it's very contradictory as in their support of Israel. No, it's all a bit of malarkey. It's tainted my view of her a little bit.
I think they should. I think Israel should be asked not to go. I don't think it's going to make a whole lot of difference. And if that's the case, if everybody went down that road and nobody went, there's no Eurovision, so end of.
I don't think she should pull out. She's an original artist with her own ideas and her own brain. I think if William Shakespeare and Charles Dickens were around today, I don't think William Shakespeare or Charles Dickens would pull out or listen to, you know, people saying, well, you shouldn't go, because I think an artist is free to do what they want. It's her prerogative.
You don't think it would make a difference if they go or not?
Not one bit. That conflict's been there before the Eurovision, and it'll be there after the Eurovision.
I think absolutely boycott. Like, if you have your stance, I think there's one thing to say your stance online and post about it and to act it. I think they're two completely different things.
To be honest, I see her point with going. I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who are boycotting it, but if she goes there and she makes, you know, a stand against it, I think maybe that could be a bit more of a kind of a headline to the world than if she just stayed at home, because people wouldn't really know her then if she didn't go. So, yeah.
Do you think it would make a difference if they went or not?
I think it would make a difference if she didn't go. That's my opinion. And I don't think anyone should be going. That's my full opinion.
Right, so you're divided on your views here.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. That's what makes a good friend group.
All right, that is what the people on the street had to say. Speaking to Josh Crosby, what do you say? 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.